young hate toxin? Twist this, fucking insane, I'm pacing, nerves racing, lost irony, frisk warm, death blood is live, is love, fuck above, fuck that. Dead race face fucked up. Why, fucking why? An artist has to live through this, how can you? I've died 1,000 times. Hooray, blow my head away, orgasm death creeps in, underlies, under skin, watch what to birth now. Mane and fall, earth a hot wall, my cat purrs and loves me, but what can cat do? Death, orgasm, death, sweet kitty has its own agenda. Smoke tuber beetles, will you? Nothing now. Hi, I'm sex somehow. Sex reborn, I'm thorns, I'm torn. Soul worn, is this it? Bullshit. So young hate toxin, they hate me, want to hurt me. They want to hurt me bad. Suck this light. Be me poor through child Christ, fuck it anyway, hey, fuck it anyway. Come and me, kill me, I'm the sea, clock me, watch me. File me, mumble and number me, and I am the sea of tears and weed, absolute need. Escape me, don't read me, don't be me, don't see me. Gentle wavers, fuck the savior, he didn't save me, he didn't fucking care, I didn't have enough money. Forest fucking green dew, no more confusion, lost suffer in the cold stare, cold soul, life is bare naked, striped and dipped in bullshit, not really though, fuck snow, this is Heat Street, hot whenever, forever, fuck hell with hatred cock, suck anger and puke with joy, then fucking die, whatever. I am pissed or blessed, my fucked tongue, whatever as if exists, no exit, blow, tell, California, fuck it anyway, hey bunny sway, Dunkin' drunk decay, sway sick, whatever, fuck, why bother fucking anymore, bury your face in more drugs, then die, your name is Biff, what, new order, new world order, they haven't shot me yet, so fuck it, boom. We all fall down by baby, new nothings, fuck it one, suck it, oh hell, life is nothing but pain and drugs, are you dreaming? Cut my hair and scream goodbye now. Strange world, frisk me, fun doom, kill free, psycho cunt licking, melody, suck clit through a crazy straw like the oh scarecrow below in hell, the scarecrow below me. They worship the body to serve them in afterlife. Three ribbons of pain. Smog, suck, fuck my with sandpaper and sensuous phone, all hell with life, sad betrayal, ride the nothing, death is peaceful. Death is only an option when drugs are not available. Burn, baby, you are nothing anyway. Die, crayon and mildew, blue decay. Suffer, earthworm who tastes my glowing dead flesh. Spit it out, I'm too kind anyway. Half asleep, the kitten dabbled in drugs and gave head. Withheld fire from fortune tellers and wizards, the far side of reality. Hiding his nakedness. Laying on my stomach, I can see the fnords painfully against the edge of chunks of broken glass. Recall that I dreamed of dice yesterday. Through pitch blackness, I find worm-eaten black leather tattoo magazines. Walking behind trailer, we hug and kiss. I throw stones at the crows of the door. The man with glowing green eyes avoids the car, hiding his nakedness. An otherwise empty lot of land has bones and human skulls. In a restroom with church pews separating the urinals, I fired more shots than wear in my clip at the man with glowing green eyes. Shady is rapping the kitchen window, bad love beats none. A red-purple face is stalking about the garden. A man with long silver hair and me run across the street, he will take me home. He punches a man's neck painfully and says, let's kill them all. I paint smoke, a piner, fuzzy-brained and confused, that bums me out to be at work. I encounter a Mexican gang that smells like pot. They say when the moon bubbles up, they will slay the vile, goddammit. The man with the glowing green eyes fires a bullet. The gang throws rocks. I get on a bus, sleeping on a cot. X by line of trees, we merge as one hungry animal. Naked, I wander around and go outside X. I had lots of fun knowing pain and death. Two girls fall asleep alone in a big trailer. A storm of tears paraded down. I have brushes and paint and weird times in Kansas. I wish I could sleep right now in a blaze of light. Cats and pretty girls all about the hose hanging out. Getting high, using cocaine and ciggies, translucent and cool toy candy skulls. Healthy and happy scrotal sack. We ate special mid-sexual cakes and the bleeding need. Come see the warm inside. I ate a little pipe, drifted through endless rooms, smoking weed last night, more impassionate. I cannot sleep. Walking barefoot in piss, one dude has a pipe, kept the tape a secret with a 32 handgun. The most drugged out summer of my life comes back and takes my hand and it starts raining hard. I figure I'm busted, too freaked to go home, paranoid, run. The shadows of man's thoughts lengthen the early morning chill. The hearse driver's penis begins erecting in slow, clock-like ticks. Thickly high and dazed he drives. He fills a breathtaking basket and drives by Camp Nicholson. He idles there, basking in the paranoia he stirs. His third eye's bloodshot drips flecks of foam. The white buffalo join the cult of Cthulhu. Sardonic albino savior dreaming about strange festivals. Chelly joined the cult of Anubis. She gave Baal a flaming smile. Is it the end of the world? Chelly is a menacing prophet. She rides the hippie horse. Sex can distract one from the impending end. Baal smiled with satisfaction. Hypnosis pocus, he said. She shoots him dead. The white buffalo is the author of Into the Mist, wearing the pallid mask. It gets into its car, but floodwaters rise and it is washed away. Aubrey stumbles into consciousness, hatred in her eyes. The whole human race is on a string. Send the sign, hang it on people's doors like sick, twisted wreath. A journey beyond death, soft clouds hung suspended in black blackness. Ebony rain came, war and killing broke out everywhere. The black rain blighted 23% of the world's crops. The skies blackened by 10,000 crows. The king in yellow is the god of truth. In a tunnel of leaves, he smoked the piner. There was a long silence. He is tattooing Satan's clawed throat. Licks of unseen teeth as stars flash, burning 23% of the world's remaining rainforests. At the party, I proposed a mask. The Easter Bunny went to warn the others. Motley Howe gave off a faint phosphorescence. All the smoke in the room was drawn to him. Grungetta grimaced. The seething void is an odd place of angular stares. It's almost midnight now. The king in yellow kisses Grungetta warmly. I'm alone on the couch, naked under my yellow blanket. I'm naked. Chili gets on the couch with a knife. I feel embarrassed and excited, feeling ominous energy. I tripped and fell on the purple hedge by the storm shelter. With several vehicles, we enter the bridge. We hear bulldozers and tractors working. We smoke half an ounce. I turn away at the point of Cobain's televised mutilation, staring instead at a couple of Frank Zappa posters. I break the ceiling and go into hiding. I decide Chelly must be gone and make a shady a new girlfriend. She sees my tattoo as I play backwards jazz song. Later I'm naked, rubbing her pussy. I buy some hemp extract from the daughter of Marilyn Monroe. While looking for her, I find wonderful objects in the grass. Dice, coins, and a tarot card, six of pentacles. I forgot to take pictures of us as we got all high. I stick my head under a chest of drawers and see long iron beams. I'm breaking some wheat up. It's very seedy. She presses against my black coat's pocket. Stovia's left back. She is dancing around. We walk the last bit to the enclosed bridge. On the roof, there's lots of cute girls about. Dovey touches me with her feet. Dovey is naked, with glued-on rhinestones clarifying a book of surrealist art. We explore twin bridges through endless rooms. We look at old pictures of a few books. Dovey tried to climb the bridge in a white dress. Wrapping my shirt around my waist, I creep around the backside. I go through the broken door and fall to the floor. Everyone is leaving the bridge now. Feeling very naked, I open the door. Dovey's one last chance to get famous is her funky mid-sexual one-shot gun. She moans with excitement in the ditch by my driveway. She displays a bag containing one hit of acid. She is wearing a loose bra top. They're behind me on a steep cliff. Shady asks me if I'm drunk. I can't eat, so I just sit. Nelson's corpse beats me up for money and buys an eighth. Laying on my stomach, I pass around two joints. Nelson brings his lover to my trailer. I shoot an arrow at him through the door with my bow. I sneak out and she goes on while I dress. To Nelson I say, "Fuck you, I want to see your lover naked." I approach it carefully with a canvas pad notebook. Alright.
So now you can read,
it says,
that's just the preparation for the success of Ibo.
Okay, so I guess I'll be a bit longer.
Oh, man. Wait, there are really more than six paths of Ibo.
Six paths of Ibo. You've received an interesting package in the mail. It's from some uncle you've never even heard about. It seems that he left you this book, a sealed book with a lizard skin cover. It looks well crafted, but handmade and very old. The leather seals, the binding closed, it must be the original seal, so this book's never been opened. The note included in the package says that your uncle wished for you to have this book after he passes. It is a magical book that can suck you into an alternative world, but it is a one-way trip. Once you're there, you cannot go back. It should only be used in times of emergency, life or death. You respect this wish, and you hang on to the book for 3 years. Then, one horrible weekend, there is a nasty zombie outbreak. And the dead are pounding in your door, moaning for your flesh to eat. You hurriedly snap the leather bounds and open the book. The green glowing glitter spreads over you and you are teleported elsewhere. So I am now Andrew McFing then. The glitter flies from the book as you open the ancient bindings and it hits you like a gram of blueberry kind bud. You fall back splashing into a river of whiskey and you pass out in it as you float into a new life, a new identity. McFing is going to a jam session with his band. The McFing Six is in the house. One by one, they come in, each bringing something to the party jam session. First, we have Dave Grave, arriving early to set up the tape deck and mixer he's going to record the session with. Dave also brings a fifth of Jack Daniels. He and McFing have a drink together while talking about their music and waiting for the others. Next appears Dean Blaze. He has 3 blue Valiums for each member of the band. He has already taken 2 of his, and he is showing it. Dave says he will take his dose later on. McFing swallows all 3 pills on the spot and pours everybody a shot of Jack. Dirk Moolman now is let in. He has ×10 kratom extract and a 6-pack of beer. Andrew grabs a beer and has it downed in no time. Everybody smokes a couple bowls of the kratom extract and start feeling pretty good. Next, we have Ronald Pluck with plenty of ketamine for everybody. Everybody, including Ronald, decide to save it for later in the session. But McFing does a big dose of it, and seems to be getting incoherent. Ronald also has a big, fat butt joint that everyone shares. McFing, however, spends his time staring into space. Finally, Clovis Mint comes in with a vial of 5-MeO-DMT. He takes a drop, and McFing takes 7. The session starts out pretty good. They work out on variations of Grapes of Nowhere, and McFing is playing some wild bass riffs and solos. But during a open jam in G minor, he vomits on the amp and falls twitching to the floor. Dean 3 Blaze ends up rushing him to the emergency center, where McFing is refused for lack of insurance. Andrew turns blue and white, vomits a whole bunch, but is up and walking by 7 a.m. that morning. The McFing 6 studio gig at the infected scar tissue.
Much cleaner place than the infected grass.
A rough night at the infected at the scar tissue. The club is packed wall to wall, no air conditioning, and the place is like a steam room. You can smell what substances people are on from their sweat. The McFing 6 are packed onto the stage, drinking cool beer to attempt to bring their body temps down. That night, the relentless all-night polka band crashes the concert. They scuffle with the bouncers, while the 6 play on, too drunk to know what's going on. Soon all the bouncers are beat down and the polka band is taking the stage. The McFing 6 make an attempt at keeping them off it. The resulting blur of activity, Andrew McFing is thrown off the stage, breaking his left wrist, blooding his nose. The relentless all-night polka band now dominate the stage and there's nothing anyone can do about it. The doc gives Andrew some great pills. Last page. McFing still has credit for having insurance because he walked out on his job just today and they didn't file the paperwork yet. So it's off to the ER room. A long wait, feeling spacey on the personal stash of pills he downed before arriving here. The doc sees him, treats abrasions, a couple cuts, tapes shut, a whole bottle of oxys. McFing goes crazy that night. A 40-ounce Golden Montana and 3 of these wonderful pills. He gets so sick he vomits for hours. So sick he vomits up meals he hasn't eaten yet.
What?
And then I have to write the band sick of McFing getting sick and missing gigs.
Oh, man.
So, I think I've bored everybody to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
I guys, like, you know, you've got enough for, like, an audio book. We got, like, a full-length audio book.